It's episode 223, and we've got plugins for setting passwords, scheduled sticky posts, content reveals, learning management systems, backups, and support systems. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode coming to you direct from the southern shores of British Columbia. I'm John Overall.
And from Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Hey, it's wonderful warm here, beautiful sunny, 22 degrees, and beautiful runs along the waterfront. Gotta love it here.
Yeah, and I'm just back from WordCamp Orange County, which I met a lot of cool people from, and it was nice. And great presentations, met Corey Miller, the head of iThemes, met a bunch of other people. So really exciting stuff in WordPress coming up. There's a lot going on out there.
Yeah, and we got the usual great show for you. Of course, right off the top, the usual notes. Don't forget, you can find the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. Or if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio and in the iTunes store leaving us a review.
Absolutely. Those reviews really help out in the rankings, and we do appreciate them. Remember that we will read the reviews on this show. And if you have a link to your website, you can put that in the review, and we'll read it on the show and provide you a link in the show notes.
Absolutely. And of course, don't forget, we are WordPress professionals, make our living with WordPress. So I myself make a living helping people fix their broken websites in particular, or saving them money when they're putting together a website, getting some consulting done, choosing the right materials to go into it. So need that kind of help, you can pick up the phone, give me a call at 818-850-7729, or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And if you're seeking better ways to grow your site traffic, get more conversions, and increase user engagement, consider joining my program at onlinebizcoach.com. I've got the entire system built out now, and by signing up to the newsletter, you'll be first in line to join the new program when it opens up. That's onlinebizcoach.com. Excellent.
And of course, well, looks like this week we've got a little bit of listener feedback. You want to take it away there, Marcus?
Sure. We've got... Oh, that's somebody bugging me. Yeah, that would be my phone. Oh boy, they're just coming out of the woodwork.
The aliens, they're coming in to get us.
Right. So, where are we at here? We got a review that's by HTown1226. I've been listening to this podcast now for over 6 months. There's so many plugins to choose from because it becomes difficult to know which ones to trust and which ones work without the long, tedious process of trial and error. After listening to John and Marcus, you will quickly begin to eliminate this task by listening to their advice and reviews of some of the best plugins in WordPress. John also is a wonderful source for those nasty little problems that you have with your WordPress site. He has helped me on a few hacked sites as well as a large project, and came through in a timely manner in both cases. Good job, John.
Oh, you need a timely and professional manner. You skipped the professional part.
There you go.
Hey, that's a great review. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. And WordPress news this week, little bits and pieces here. It's been, you know, relatively quiet on the WordPress front. No major hacks or cracks have come across my desk. Just the usual ScriptKitty stuff I've been dealing with.
Yep, nothing really for me. I was immersed kind of in the WordCamp deal, still kind of absorbing everything as far as that goes, but a lot going on. I'm going to be putting a blog post together talking all about it, but I met a lot of really nice people, a lot of fans of the show, and it's great to see WordCamp still alive and well and going strong. There was about 400 people in attendance at WordCamp Orange County. So
that's a pretty big WordCamp down there then, eh?
Yeah, I mean, it's very big. Nice. And I did a couple nice sessions. One with Mika, who's one of the gatekeepers for the plugin repository.
Right.
And it was just really interesting to hear her talk about just how many times and instances people actually will just take a plugin and put their own name on it and just re-release it.
Really?
Verbatim, yeah. It happens, I think, 20 a day.
Holy smokes, I didn't know that was occurring. I can see it occurring, but I didn't know that was actually occurring.
Yeah, and it even happened to a plugin that she was moderating, and it happened, somebody just took one of her plugins that she made and just renamed it and put a new author on there. And so she just kind of shared the story of that. So it seems like a very daunting task to be the gatekeeper of the plugin repository, a job that I certainly don't envy.
No kidding. That would be very daunting if people are just re-releasing plugins like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that falls in line. There's one thing I would like to, that brings to mind something I thought about for people that buying plugins. Ensure that you are not one of the people out there that goes and gets the cheap versions or the free versions of premium plugins from sites that might look quality but turn out to be sketchy, because there's this wonderful new kind of hack that they are doing. And what it is they'll take a premium plugin, go through the code, add in a little snippet of code in a couple of different places, and the hack that it causes it when it's released, it initially, when the plugin is activated, it creates an administrator account in your website and sends an email to the hacker to say, hey, we've just added your name to this account, so you now have access to this website. So be aware. Make sure you get your plugins from reputable sources. Always.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And don't try these pirate sites either.
No, avoid the pirate sites.
If you want to kill your site really quickly, install a premium plugin that's off of a pirate or a torrent site. It's going to kill you dead.
Absolutely. And if it doesn't kill you dead, you've set yourself up for a great big hole into your website.
That's right. And with that, John,
it's time to move on to the meat and potatoes, eh?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, off we go. All right, well, this week here, again, continuing on in the vein of the last couple episodes, I've got a lot of plugins for WordPress multi-user website. And the plugins today, again, are premium plugins. They all come from WPMU Dev. So basically, you just get your membership there and you have access to all of their plugins. And they've got lots and lots of multi-user plugins that are very useful for your sites. So with that said, we'll start with the first one. The first one is called Set Password. And this, while a simple plugin, it makes life a lot easier for your users as they come into your website. Normal operations when creating a new site or an account on a MU site is that users get a generated password emailed to them. But what this allows is when your users are signing up for them to set their own password. And with a few adjustments in your site, you can set up the enforcement of strong passwords to ensure they choose a strong password. But this is a pretty easy plugin to use. It sets up nicely. It inserts the necessary forms in the signup or necessary boxes in the signup form for you. All straightforward, works really well. You're doing an MU site, check it out. This one's called Set Password, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Very good. Well, John, as you know, and the listeners know, I've been involved in creating a tutorial site and learning site with my online bizcoach.com. And one plugin that I just evaluated for this is called LearnPress. It is a comprehensive learning management system plugin for WordPress. I was originally, when I first started this, interested in the WP-LMS theme that's available on ThemeForest, but I really need a plugin instead of a theme, something that can work with any existing site. And this is one of these things. It can be used to easily create, manage, and sell your courses online. Each course curriculum can be made with lessons, quizzes, all of that, which can be managed in a very easy-to-use interface. Now, what I found really unique about this plugin that I haven't seen in others is that you can actually migrate and import all of your courses to any other install that has LearnPress activated. So if you want to move it over to another site that has different courses and things, that works. So you can set up a stage site that you can, you know, set all your courses up and then archive it, back it up, and copy it right over to your live site, and you're ready to go. So it's called LearnPress, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
That's very useful, especially if you're setting up multiple courses. I like the part where you could export it to different sites.
That's the key.
All right. The next one here. Now, this is probably one of the most important plugins you'll put into your WordPress MU site. It is called Snapshot. Now, we all know that backup, backup, and backup again is a very important thing to do. Make sure you have your backups. Now, the normal way of doing backups that I usually do on an individual site is use BackWPUp, but that only backs up a single site or an entire site. What I was looking for was a way to be able to back up the individual blogs and other things that were created on your website as you go. And that's what this one does. Snapshot is an excellent plugin. It makes numerous styles of backups. It allows you, when it makes the backups, it'll upload the backups to Amazon S3, Dropbox, FTP off to another server, Google Drive, or Green Cloud storage, all integrated and ready to go. It'll back up your entire network, or you can set it to back up individual blogs or websites within your network. The nice thing about it too is it has a couple of instant restore, so you can just click the restore button and it'll restore just one single blog site. So if somebody manages to mess up their blog in some way or something goes wrong, you just hit the restore that one, and it doesn't affect the rest of your network. All in all, this is a really great backup plugin. It keeps several archives. So you can keep it, keeps, from what I can see, its default setting is to keep it 5 archives deep for each site you're backing up, which is just about the key number you want to keep. And the instant restore saves you tons of time, and it saves all the important files for the site and the data table for those individual sites. Because, of course, in MU, it creates a new set of data tables for each individual site. So all in all, an excellent plugin, provides you everything you need. I had to give this one a top 5 dragon rating. So check it out. Snapshot.
Very nice. That is very handy.
Very handy with say a network. The least.
Especially dealing with a site like yours, which is other clients that take up those user sites.
That's what this is. I'm hoping this grows into a massive fitness community network.
Great. Okay, the next one I have. Sometimes you want to have sticky posts, John, and you forget that they're sticky. Or maybe you want to schedule it for a special announcement or something like that. This plugin is called Scheduled Stickiness, and it does exactly that. It allows you to set a time interval in the future, not necessarily immediately, and you can set it to where it begins and ends. So once you have set the start and end dates, you don't have to go back and change that stickiness manually. The plugin uses WordPress's cron jobs to set and unset the stickiness, and it works right out of the post editor, which means all that you have to do is, right when you're editing the post, just say when it will turn on being sticky and when it will turn off being sticky. Works just as easily as that. And I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I wonder if it's going to work in an MU environment.
I don't see why it wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that, because that is something I'm definitely going to need for my new setup, because there's posts that I'll want to sticky and then I'll want them to disappear for announcements and other stuff. Mm-hmm. Nice. I like that.
Yep.
I always like it when you bring me a plugin that I can use for my development.
Happy to help.
All right. So the final one here is called Support System. Now, this one here is very important also if you're going to run a network of sites for users. Because, of course, sooner or later, you're going to have someone ask you questions about how to do things, and you're going to have many someones ask you the exact same question over and over again. So what this allows you to do is this allows you to set up a FAQ section of your frequently asked questions, and it allows you to set up a ticketing support system built into your network so that you can allow your users to send a ticket to you that you can respond to. Now, it also has a couple of key features in it. If you don't want to allow your free users to have the ticketing support system, because, well, let's face it, the free users get to use the forums and other things, and your paid users get your personal support because they're taking your time. And that's becoming pretty much the standard for plugins and everything nowadays. You can set it up so that only the paid users can access the ticketing system, and that only the and that everybody gets access to the FAQs and the knowledge database. Now, the knowledge database and the FAQs do require a little bit of coding in here to make it so that they are allowed view of the public. I understand the authors are working on having it set up. The authors of the plugin are working on having it set up so you can have it separate like that, but currently it doesn't. But it's only a little bit of coding. It does require a little bit of work, but of course, if you're doing an MU site, you know what you're doing, or at least have a good notion of what you're doing, because an MU site is not something to be taken lightly. All in all, though, really great plugin, really great support system. I like the way it fits into my theme, sets up pretty cleanly. I would have given a top rating, but because the added work I had to put into it, gave it a 4 Dragon rating. Check it out, support system.
Great. The final plugin I've got is called WP Revealer. And what it is, it's a content display plugin that hides content and displays it at precise times. This is somewhat like the sticky post plugin, but this actually does it within content of the post. So it's that perfect kind of magic button script for WordPress-based video sales pages, call to actions, things like that. It does it after a specific period of time. So here's what it does. And let me explain this maybe a little better. If you've got a sales page or a landing page that has a video on it, and you don't want the call to action button to pop up until, say, 90 seconds in, until they watch the video, then this will do it. So it's a revealer after a specific amount of time. So you can have an autoplay for a video, and then after X amount, it gives this call to action button. Nice. Very easy to use short code, no complicated admin panel required, anything like that. Works with all browsers, and you can hide and display content down to the second. And I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That definitely can be useful, especially for landing pages. All right. Well, I covered up in this episode the Set Password plugin, which gives you a 4. I gave a 4 rating to. The Snapshot for backing up all of your sites, which I gave a 5 to. And the Support System to allow support and FAQs, which I gave a 4 to.
And I talked about LearnPress, the learning management system, rated that a 4 out of 5. Scheduled Stickiness, also 4 out of 5. And we just discussed WP Revealer, which I gave a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. And a little commercial for you. And this here is the new commercial. So just being launched, the Fitness Network at thefitu.ca is a network of fitness websites, a community of fitness people from everything from yoga to running to Pilates and everything in between. If you're looking for a way to get yourself a site up fast, cheap, and easy, well, this is the way to do it. And if you're looking for one to spend a little money and have a full-blown e-commerce site, this is good for you also. So check it out at thefitu.ca.
And remember to sign up to my mailing list at marcuscouch.com. I've got new exclusive content that I don't blog about, but I do add to my private newsletter. So come on over at marcuscouch.com and see what I've got going on.
And a couple of reminders for you. Don't forget, rate us at iTunes Store. We greatly appreciate your time giving us a review there. Or if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button down in the corner. We appreciate that also. And I understand you can give us a review there also.
That's right. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, onlinebizcoach.com, and on Twitter at marcuscouch.
And that's all we got for you. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.